his arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. Last week we finished chapter 12 of Matthew, and we will be going on to chapter 13. The word tells us in the last verse in Matthew chapter 12, "For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother." So it's showing us, people of God, as Jesus was saying, when we do the will of God, we have become a part of his family. And his will is to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength to carry out the great commission that he has called us to do and to continue to remain faithful unto the very end. So we are called to do God's will and to be a part of his family, to walk as his children, as children of light. So we are going to pray and begin the new chapter, Matthew chapter 13. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, which is sufficient for us. Thank you for enabling us to be here another Saturday evening to continue in your word. We thank you that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you, O God, that your word prevents us from stumbling. So we pray right now, O God, that your word will find that good soil in our hearts, that it will germinate and bring forth fruits of righteousness, bringing honor and glory to your name. So we just thank you again for all that you have done, all you are doing. Thank you for your people who have taken the time out to listen to your word. And we pray that your word, O God, will bring forth that transformation that they so desire. So we look to you today, and we thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. So we are going to start in Matthew chapter 13. And we know that Matthew is a Jewish writer. Matthew wrote to the Jewish people and portraying the Jewish Messiah, Jesus Christ. He wrote to his people because many failed to believe in the Jewish Messiah. So he wrote to them, telling them of all that Jesus said and done and have done in his time here on earth, and that he is truly the Messiah King that was promised to Israel. He came over 2,000 years ago. He died on the cross. He rose again. He ascended on high. He lives forevermore, and he's coming back. He's coming back for a people who have put their trust in him. He's coming back for a people who are prepared to meet him. So as we continue in these words are preparing us to meet Jesus and to be with him forever. So as Matthew wrote to the Jewish audience, these words are for us also today. And we see in Matthew chapter 13, we're going to be looking on many of the parables of Jesus. And we know a parable is an earthly saying with spiritual meanings. So he didn't just speak words like that and without any meaning. It had spiritual meaning. So he was telling all these stories, but they had spiritual meanings to them. So we want to glean from what Jesus is saying on the parable of the sower and see how we as his children can continue to sow the word, to sow the good news of salvation. And we look on the parable of the sower. The sower is the one who teaches or preaches the word of God. The seed is the word. And the different grounds that we will be learning about are the soil, are the heart condition, the condition of our hearts. And we see one is by the wayside, one is on stony ground, one is on thorns, and one fell on good ground. So we are going to go into Matthew 13 and see what Jesus says about the parable of the sower. So let us go and dig deeply into the word of God so we can find the truth and hide them in our hearts. The psalmist said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against thee." So we are going to look in Matthew 13, verse 1. Matthew 13, verse 1 from the New King James Version, the Bible says, "And the same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea." And verse 2 said, "A great multitude were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore." So we see a great crowd gathered to hear Jesus. People of God, he was speaking truth. He was speaking the words of the kingdom. And many of the people wanted to hear what he had to say. So he had to get in a boat. This boat was his pulpit. So he got into a boat and the people, the whole multitude stood on the shore. So they were in the audience. They were the congregation and he was in the pulpit teaching the word of God. So he used that boat as a pulpit. Look at verse 3 in Matthew 13. "Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went out to sow." So he spoke to them in parables. And we spoke already what a parable is. A parable is an earthly saying with spiritual meaning or with heavenly meaning. So he spoke to them in parables, saying, "Behold, a sower went out to sow." Verse 4 said, "And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them." And we're going to see further in the scripture where Jesus gives us the interpretation of these parables. So we are going to wait to hear how he interprets the parable. "And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them." Look at verse 5. "Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth." So we see, even when we think of gardening, we are gardening, and we might sow the seed, and those that fell on the stony place, there's not much earth there. So they will spring up quickly, but they have no depths of earth to keep them solid, to grow to the height and to the stature that they are supposed to reach. So Jesus giving this analogy, showing the condition of our hearts. If our hearts are not right, it cannot really receive the word for us to grow spiritually. So we'll continue on to see as Jesus continues in this parable. "But when the sun was up," verse 6 of Matthew 13, "they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away." So when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And verse 7 said, "And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others," verse 8, "fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. So we see this production was in different capacity. It was, some was 100-fold, some 60, some 30, but there was still production here in this type of soil. The good ground yielded crop. Some 100-fold, 100% grew, some 60, some 30. So we see here, there was growth here, there was production here in this field. So Jesus went on to say, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And people of God, what Jesus is saying, those who have ears to hear what he's saying, those whose spiritual ears are open to the truth of the words of the kingdom, then let them hear. And that hear doesn't mean just to hear, but to hear and obey. So he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And Jesus is saying to us today, we are to hear his word and obey it. Not just to be hearers of his word, but to be obedient to what he's saying to us. So we have to hear his word and purpose in our hearts to live by his word. So let us not be dull of hearing. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to open our spiritual ears so we can hear God's word and do them, practice them. Jesus said, if you hear these sayings of mine and do them, I liken you to a wise person who built his house upon a rock. People of God, we have to know where we are building. Are we building on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ? Are we building our faith on him? That he is the Son of God. He came and died for us. He rose again. He lives forevermore. And he has sent his blessed Holy Spirit to live with us. The blessed Comforter is here to live with us and in us. He never leaves us comfortless, but he has come to us. And we are his people, we are his children. So he is our caretaker. So we have to hear what he's saying and listen and obey his words. So we see in verse 10 of Matthew 13, and the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? So the disciples wanted to know, why are you speaking to the people in parables? And verse 11, Jesus answered. He answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. So it has been given to us who have put our faith in Jesus Christ to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom has come. Christ came. He died on the cross for us. He rose again. And he sent his blessed Holy Spirit to live within us. The kingdom is within us. Jesus spoke and told his disciples, the kingdom is in you. So don't be looking here or there for the kingdom. We must understand the kingdom is in us. The Holy Spirit is in us. But he must be manifested. The kingdom must be manifested. So when we yield to the Holy Spirit presence in our lives, people of God, we are going to see the kingdom of God manifested right here on earth. So it's given to us to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. And only the Holy Spirit can reveal the mysteries of the kingdom to us. Only the Holy Spirit can help us to live this kingdom life right here on earth. But it has not been given to those who have not placed their faith in Jesus Christ. So people of God, we have to understand that we are given this privilege to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. So we have to see this as a divine privilege that we are given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Look at verse 12 of Matthew 13. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken away from him. So Jesus was saying, whoever has, to him more will be given. So whoever has really accepted Jesus as Lord, more grace will be given to him. He will have more in abundance. More revelation will come to him. But whoever does not have, whoever failed to receive Jesus, even what he has, the word said, will be taken away from him. So we have to come to understand, people of God, that we are called to put our trust in Jesus, rely on him, knowing that he is Lord, he is God, he is our King of kings and Lord of lords, he is our good shepherd, he is our caretaker, he is our everything. We want to rest in him and rest in his abundance of grace that he has allocated to us daily. His word tells us, come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need, people of God. And we can have that abundance of grace for every situation, for he is the God of all grace. So we want people of God to claim and to hold on to everything that Christ has given us and has prepared for us. And he wants to bless us in abundance. But we as the children of God have to come to that place of understanding that we are called to put our faith completely in Jesus Christ. Trust him and trust him alone for our salvation. And truly, he will come true for us. Whoever has to him more shall be given. And we who have Christ Jesus, he said, more will be given to us. And we will have an abundance. We will have abundance. So people of God, we have to hold firmly to the word of God and understand the truth of Jesus Christ. The grass withers, the flower fades, but God's word stands forever. Look at verse 13 of Matthew 13, New King James Version. The word said, therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. So Jesus said, I'm speaking to them in parable, because they are seeing with their physical eyes, yes, but they don't see spiritually. They cannot see spiritual things, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. So seeing with the physical doesn't mean you're seeing with the spiritual. And hearing with the physical doesn't mean you're hearing in the spiritual. Nor do they understand. They don't understand. They don't learn what I'm saying. They don't understand. They are not teachable. And many times, people of God, when we are not teachable, we will not be able to understand. We will not be able to learn. Because we think we already know it. But God is calling us to be teachable. God is calling us to humble ourselves under his mighty hands and listen to what he has to say and take heed to his word. So look at what Jesus was saying. In that time, many did not want to hear Jesus. Many were just coming to look and to see the miracles that were being performed, but they did not really want to commit to Jesus. But we as God's people have to come to understand he's calling us to commit to him. To commit to him and to his ways and to walk in the abundance of his grace. Look at Matthew 13 verse 14. Matthew 13 verse 14, Jesus continued, and in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. So this prophecy was made by Isaiah, stating that many of those Jewish people, they will be hearing and will not understand and seeing, but they will not have any perception. They will not be able to perceive that this truly is the Son of God. This truly is the Messiah King that was promised to Israel. And we see people of God, as Matthew wrote these words and reminded the Jewish people of the prophecy that was made about the Messiah King that would come. He was showing them, this is the prophecy that Isaiah wrote about you, that you wouldn't believe him when he comes. You wouldn't listen to him. You wouldn't perceive that he is the Messiah King. So Isaiah wrote about it over 700 years before Christ came. And when Christ came, Christ himself quoted from the prophecy of Isaiah. Look at verse 15 of Matthew 13. The Lord Jesus continues to speak. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their heart and turn so that I should heal them. What was the Lord saying here? These people have hardened their hearts against the truth of God's word. They have hardened their hearts. They refuse to even consider the words of Jesus, but have blocked their minds from the words of the kingdom. They have already condemned themselves by not believing. people of God, they have already condemned themselves by not believing God's word. So we see, children of God, we have to be very, very careful. Are we blocking our mind against the words that are coming? The words that are coming to us, they are spirit and life. They are here to make you alive in Christ. Are you blocking your mind? Are you stopping your ears from hearing the word of God? They have already condemned themselves, children of God, because they refused to listen and to hear and to adhere to what Jesus is saying. They refuse to acknowledge him as the Messiah King. They refuse to believe in him. John 3:18 said, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. He has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So it is just showing us, people of God, that those who chose not to believe in the name of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, has already condemned themselves. So Jesus said, their hearts of the people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. I don't want to see, I don't want to hear. I don't want to understand. So I'm not even going to open my heart and mind to understand what Jesus is saying, so that I can be healed and restored. So when we look in John 3:19, it continues and it says, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone, continuing to verse 20, for everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. People of God, we have to understand these things. So as Jesus was saying, they are evil. They were evil in their hearts. So they hate the light. Jesus is the light of the world. They hate the light. They did not want to come to the light because they did not want their deeds to be exposed. And Jesus said, now I come, you have no cloak for your sin. You are exposed. The light has come to expose all the evil things that were in the hearts of those religious people. They were just religious, trying to live to please God by doing works. But God sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross, to do the ultimate work for mankind, sacrificing his life for us. But they fail to believe. They don't want to believe. They want to continue with the burden of trying to live the law to please God. So light came and exposed them, showing them their evil deeds. But they did not want to change. The condition of their hearts, people of God, was so hardened. So Jesus continued with this parable, showing the state of the heart, the condition of the heart. And if the heart is not in a condition to receive Jesus Christ, to receive the word of God, then that person will remain in darkness and will hate the light because he doesn't want his deeds to be exposed. Look at verse 21 of John 3, refrain. But he who does the truth come to the light. He who does the truth come to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. And people of God, when we're walking in truth, we continue to come to the light. We continue to run to Jesus. We don't run away from him, we run to him. Because what? We are now walking in truth. We are now living in truth. We have accepted truth. We have accepted life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we have accepted Jesus as the only way to salvation. So people of God, we want to come to that place where our hearts are pliable. Our hearts are ready and always willing to receive what Jesus is saying. Let us not rebel against the word of God. Let us not turn from God's word, but let us turn to the word and let us find that solace, that peace, that light, that joy, that comfort, that quickening that can come only from the word of God. Look on verse 16 of Matthew 13. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. So Jesus was blessing his disciples. He was blessing them, and so he's blessing us today, people of God. Those of us who have put our trust in Jesus, he's blessing us. He has blessed us and continues to bless us. But look at what he said to his disciples. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. And people of God, we want to be people who are seen, truly seen, and our ears open to what Jesus is saying to us. Those who have eyes to see, I pray that we will truly be seeing him, seeing his hands at work in our everyday situation, hearing his voice through his word. His word is truth. Are we hearing him, people of God? Are we seeing him? Are we seeing his hands at work continuously on our behalf? Jesus said, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. We are his disciples also, people of God. And he's blessing us today. He's reminding us that our eyes, we are blessed because we are seeing. We are blessed because we are hearing. We are blessed because we are adhering to the word of God. The Lord is calling us, children of God, to hear his word and obey him and to walk in truth and holiness. Look at verse 17 of Matthew 13. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. So we see Jesus blessing the disciples. You see what so many righteous men and prophets did not see. You hear things that they did not hear, because so many were looking for the Messiah. So many were waiting for the coming Messiah. Well, they did not see him in person, but you see him in person. So Jesus was saying, blessed are your eyes, for they see. You see the Messiah King, and your ears, you hear the message of the kingdom. Many of those prophets and righteous men of old would have wanted to see what you see and hear what you hear, but they did not have an opportunity to. But thanks be to God, we today have the word of God with us. 66 books for us to go through and to hear the voice of God to us. God bless you all this evening, and I pray that we will continue to study the word of God and hear his voice speaking to us and adhere to what he's saying. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We thank you that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you, O God, that you call us blessed because we see and hear your word. So we give you glory, we give you honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend. Continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to all. Amen and amen.
In the Lord is love. Reproofs of instruction.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
Hi, Alexander Alfano inviting you to listen to the Religious Liberty Report, our weekly news brief on Religious Liberty News on